To me about us and our behavior and the things that we think and the way that we act. It causes us to be distorted. Oh God, fix us, God. Help us, Lord. Put us back together. Touch God. Touch God. He gave me a list of songs to play that we may be able to understand what he is trying to say, not just in word, but in a song, that it may resonate. Help us, Lord. Help us, God. Touch each and every individual in this sanctuary, Lord. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and even your hope. Oh God, there's so many of your people right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that is in between and in between. So much confusion and chaos going on in the thoughts. Help us all today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and open up your revelations that we may be able to understand, and then give us a heart of acceptance that we may be able to receive your truth. Oh God, help us, Lord. He come to us. Even as we get ready to go forward, God. Help us on today, God. That we will not lean to our own understanding. Let me explain something. The Lord wants any and everybody in here to know and understand that when his words start going forward and it start making you feel some type of way, that means he is correcting you. That means that he is checking you. That means he is trying to help you. We be so distracted. We be so consumed with so much other stuff that we get offended when he's only trying to help us. Lord, remove the scales off the eyes of your people that they may be able to see. Uncork their ears that they may be able to hear. Touch us on today, God, and be in our midst. Yellow sheets of paper or red pens, you guys. Because it's some things that's going on in the inside of them hearts and that mind that is preventing God from regulating it, changing it, and having his way inside of us. We want to write down all this stuff that causes us to be in between and in between. We want to write down all this stuff that causes us to be heavy, confused, and wondering. Because God is not a God of confusion. He's not that at all. That's not the God I serve. I don't know what God y'all serving, but he ain't a God of confusion. He is not a God to have you in a place of bewilderment and make you think and believe that I can't understand this or I won't understand this, because he'll give you understanding that you will be able to approach stuff wisely. It could be in conversation. It could be in your life. It could be in your mind. It could be in your relationship. It could be in your body. It just does not matter what it is. We're talking about God right now. And how concerned he is about us. We're talking about God right now and how he want to put us back together again, baby, because we are discombobulated at this current stage. We are over the place. Why? Because we do not want to accept the truth within our own selves, whether it be a situation or how about us. Just touch yourself and say, I gotta accept the truth about me. I gotta accept the truth. Because until I can accept the truth about me, I'm not gonna be able to accept the truth when the Lord telling me about me. I'm going to say that one more time. until I accept the truth about myself. When the Lord comes to me, whether he got me reading his word, whether he sent somebody showing me in a dream or a vision or even convicting me, I will not be able to accept the truth when he bring it to me about me. And then where that lead me? Say bondage. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh God, my strength and my redeemer. Touch each and every individual in this sanctuary, God. From children to adults, from the door to the pulpit. Change some things, Lord. Even now in your son Jesus' name, amen. Come on, y'all. I want everybody to get anointed.
Let me turn this up so we can hear these songs we got in the frame.
You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me to love, to fill all of my life.
Even the children that know how to write, because they go through stuff too. I want y'all to write down all these things. It causes you to be troubled or even fearful. Everybody anointed in this sanctuary. We carry it too much. It causes us to be messed up within our own self.
Some things that we still carrying, it's some things that we still holding on to, that it ain't that we can't let it go, we don't want to let it go. Everybody on this side of the sanctuary, please come and follow me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to wash your hands from your hands all the way up to your elbow and say, cleanse me, Lord. That's it. That's what I want y'all to do. Everybody in the sanctuary, I want you to wash your hands from your hands all the way to your elbows. Make sure you wash them and ask the Lord to cleanse you. Ask him to remove some things. The children too. Everybody in the sanctuary, after you get anointed, this is what we're doing. We're opening up our minds, our hearts, our bodies, and everything unto the Lord right now. Even before he started me to give it the word. Thank you, Jesus. Touch your people, God. Touch them right now, God. We don't want to be distracted. We don't want to be consumed. Get in line behind him, and then y'all go this way. Go around that way. So we won't be in the middle of the line. I like to walk. I like to see. Thank you, Jesus. Touch us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we enter into your presence. But we need you right now, Father God, to strip us of ourselves, Lord, as we wash our hands, as we give you all these things, Father God, that's heavy on our hearts, that's heavy in our minds on today, Father God, that we keep carrying, and it's hard for us to release. It's hard for us to let go. Lord, I'm asking you to do it for us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And give us that clarity that we need, Lord. As we enter into your presence, Father God, unscathed. The Lord said he wants you to come to him unscathed. Oh, my mind, in the local shana. Get in line over here, pretty lady. Everybody get in line. Everybody get in line. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Cover us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Complete the work that you begun in your people, Father, that they would not be in a place, get in a place, and stay in a place that is not pleasing in your sight. Open up their hearts on today, Father God, that as they go in there and they wash their hands and of all the unclean things, Lord, that they are holding within their hearts, God. I'm asking you to purify your people on today. Purify your people on today, God. Purify their minds. Purify their thoughts on today, God. Purify their hearts right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may be able, Father God, to accept your word and receive the peace. The Lord said he's going to give us some peace on today. He said he's giving us some peace on today. Come here, baby. He's giving us some peace on today. Come this way, Amen. Come up here. Come this way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. want everybody to get oil on the top of their head as well. I want y'all to be covered all over. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh God, comfort your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He come to the local son now, huh? That we will not continue to carry this stuff. The Lord said he's going to change some things for you. What's your name, baby?
Richard.
He said he's going to change some things for you because you made the step to do different. You'll see. In the next 30 days, your life gonna change. You'll see. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my man, me the local shan me the like I see aha. I get the local shan aha. You're not gonna be walking backwards. You're not gonna be so quick to run to the old ways, said the Lord. You'll see. Because you made that right step. Because you want to change. You want to change. Not for to prove nothing to nobody else. But you sick and tired of being sick and tired. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you do, God. Whatever you do, God. Don't do it without us. All that pain you carry, he's going to heal you from that too. Because don't nobody know what you had to endure when you was a kid. Don't nobody know. But God knows. I wouldn't know if he had not told me or showing me right now. Just come stand right here. Just stand right here for 1 minute. Ain't nobody gonna take him. I promise you. Ain't nobody gonna take your dad. Position. You're going to have a bishop anointing on you. How dare you say yes, Lord? A bishop tree anointing. And you're going to walk heavy in the prophetic, baby.
You better smile at me. I'm going to call your name. You put the best one out.
And stop saying, I did this before, this deja vu. No. It ain't deja vu. It was just a warning. God showing you and telling you. Stop paying attention to what the Spirit is saying to you. Thank you, Jesus. I want the best wine.
Is it all right if I take my time? Y'all ready to go? This is the last song, so y'all.
That's why I be trying to tell everybody, y'all better get here early. See, because everybody put the best wine out at the end. When Jesus made that wine, he was at the beginning. I want the best wine. Jesus. The Lord got a path. It's almost like everybody in here to seek the Wizard of Oz before, right? So I just see the cement just lighting up, and you just walking on it. You gonna walk heavy in that anointing, baby. You hear what I say? This man right here, he gonna be a power path all by himself.
Jesus. Whatever he tells you to do, do it.
You hear that? Whatever he tells you to do, do it.
Do it.
Jesus.
I'm only talking to those of you who want the best wine.
That you can't get the best wine if you're not obedient. You can't. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Naturally or spiritually. You can't get the best if you don't do it. Not grudgingly, not out of obligation, not out of show. Or you want a pat on the back, or somebody got to beg you, but because you want to do it, just because you're doing it for him. Just turn around 3 times. So you turned around counterclockwise. God say he ain't fit to take you back. So turn around the other way. You ain't going back. It only gets better for you from this day forward. You ain't going back. That condition, that situation, that problem, that concern, that fear, you ain't going back there no more. You know why? Because you messed around and you walked through it. You messed around and you walked through it. You messed around and you walked through it. Even though it hurt it. Even though it made you feel weary. Even though you thought you couldn't go through it no more. You messed around and you walked through it. You're not going back there no more. God says he got you going in a new direction. He aiming you in a new direction. And he's going to do it speedily. You ain't going back, says the Lord. You can't go back. You can't go back. Hey. That's it. That's it. You can't go back. You can't go back, says God. You can't go back. He done brought you too far. He done brought you too far. Yeah. You can't go back. Higher, the local Shana. Higher. You aiming high, says God. You aiming high, says the Lord. Higher, the local Sia. It may look like you ain't, but you aiming high. Baby, I see 3 red arrows pointing up. You headed high, says the Lord. Ha. You may think and believe you in that low place. You may think and believe you in that dark place. You may think and believe you in a place where it's hard to get out of. Just stand up one more time. I want you to jump up 3 times. Come on here in this hour. Because you aimed high, says God. I'm going to jump with you.
Yes, it, baby. Yes, it, baby. Higher, you ain't higher, Or position of
How many times you done went through something or experienced something that caused your thoughts and your mind to be altered? It caused that situation or that concern put you in a place or a position that was not intended for you to be. We're talking about this way. Unsettled. What is unsettled? It's to make unstable. It's to perturb or agitate mentally or emotionally. It's to trouble the mind of or to make uneasy. Sometimes we be so unsettled we can't sleep. We can't eat. We can't talk. We don't even want to get in a shower. We don't want to be bothered with nobody. We turn our phones off. We get so unsettled that we put our own selves in a box. Because we believe that's our safe zone. So, what's your name, baby? Delerna. I said it right. Yay! I be messing up folk name, baby. Please don't take it personal. You put one thing down there, and there's so much stuff down in the inside of your heart, baby, that you need to release, that you're still holding on to, that dug deep. Because it happened 5 years ago, and you still won't let it go. So give her some more yellow paper. All that hurt, all that pain, all that discrepancy. It could be the very littlest things. I'm finna prove to y'all. I'm giving y'all the book today. Because I don't make this stuff up. I can't make it up. And see, sometimes we bury stuff so deep until we forget our own selves that is there. Until something else happened and it triggered it. And then we don't remember what we remember because it's bumping us upside our head. Okay? Let's go to Matthew chapter 15. His Bible's up under the chairs. Everybody want to grab their phone. Let's look in the book today. Let's look in the book today. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, touch your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And everything that is displaced in their hearts is causing their minds to be unsettled. I'm asking you to sever it, uproot it. It causes us to make rash and hasty decisions, y'all. When in actuality, see, y'all know what we be getting all messed up at? We get messed up and confused thinking and believing that our feelings and emotions are the same thing. They are not. They are not. They may be in the same region, but they're in two different territories. Let me explain. I've explained this 100 times. See, your emotions is something that you can control. When sadness, happiness, anger, that you can control that. 90% of the time we don't want to or we don't try to. Okay? Your feelings is something that you cannot control. You cannot stop yourself from loving nobody. I don't care how hard you try. Ain't that right? What's your name? Can I call you D? Let me call you D. You can try to stop loving somebody, but it's hard to do, ain't it? Yeah. Yes. You ain't got to answer because I know what he told me. Now, you can try to stop hating somebody, can't you? Joshua. But you can't. You can. Those are feelings. Those are things that you cannot control. Y'all, I'm going to prove it to you, D. I'm going to prove it today. Matthew's chapter 15. I'm just going to go through this right quick. And then we go on to 1 Samuel. Y'all know I got to talk about my main man, David. I love that man right there. Did you hear what I said? Because that man right there, in spite of his mess, he had enough courage to confess it. He had enough courage to say, "Help me, God, because I can't do it by myself." See, David had enough courage not to hide it. He wasn't embarrassed. He didn't care what nobody else said. For okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Chapter 15, Matthew's chapter 15. I'm going to start at verse 1 because I want y'all to get an understanding. I'm going to read this right quick. Then came to Jesus the scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." Jesus, y'all wonder why we so sarcastic with one another. Did he not make us in his own image? Listen to this. "But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" See, we as people are so set into our ways. I'm going to take these scriptures. And I'm going to give y'all some examples so that you can understand that being you ain't good. How many times I done said, "Let God be God and you gonna be you." See, this is one of our traditions. Let me give y'all a definition of it first. A tradition is an inherited, established, or customary pattern of thought, action, or behavior. Did y'all get that? See, your minds are so unsettled until your thoughts make you think a certain type of way, that make you do a certain type of thing, until you forget that you are being traditional. Oh, wait a minute. Not forget, you don't even know you're doing it. Because that's what you saw, that's what you heard, that's what you was taught, or that's what you believe. How many times do you think that you established your own self in your own way because of your perspectives? Is y'all following me today? See, we are so traditional within our own selves until we think when he talk about tradition, he just talking about what they do in church. You know that protocol stuff and all that. If you want tradition, you might as well walk right back out the door. Because it ain't here. So, the natural first, then the spiritual. That's what the Bible says. Your tradition. I'm going to catch y'all up. I need to read because I'm about to get ahead of myself. Then came to Jesus the scribes and the Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, and saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answered and said unto them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" A commandment is a statement of what to do that must be obeyed by those concerned. We don't obey his commandments. He ain't just talking about thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not. He's talking about concerning one another. Okay? I ain't even got to that part yet. "For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die to death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me." So you think that what you do towards your mother or your father, which is a good deed, that it's a gift unto them? Do you really believe that? Look. and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Or she don't deserve. Or she ain't do nothing for me. Or look how she treated me. Look what he did. I love them, but they can't get nothing from me. These are all traditions that was inherited. Why? Because this is us right here. I'm only concerned about me and mine. Oh, I gotta make it happen. Because if I don't, who will? You know? See? Is that not a tradition? That's a tradition that we inherited or bewitched our own selves with. Because in actuality, while you're saying you don't need nobody, repent right now and say, I need everybody. Because you need everybody. Everybody that come into your life across your path is for a reason. And it's for a purpose. You may not understand it because it offends you. Or they offend you. Or a situation offended you. But it's for your purpose. It's for to help you. Not to be grudging. Not to hold on to stuff. And just simply let it go. Oh, I forgave him. I forgave him. Let something else happen. That triggering you. You spewing all kind of stuff out your mouth. You let me prove it to y'all. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, but whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites. Well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth not unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. What do you mean by that, Lord? You know, let me tell you what vain is. It's having too high an opinion of oneself or having no use for them. When you are vain and you just doing stuff because you want to be seen, or I know how to praise and worship. I don't know. Let me tell you something. Keep living. He going to give you a reason to praise him. Keep living. You're going to experience something that's going to make you go down, baby, and worship him in spirit and in truth. Your minds ain't going to be unsettled and your hearts ain't going to be displaced. It ain't going to be because you want a quick fix. It ain't going to be because of what you see or what you hear or what somebody done said or in conversation. Baby, let me sit up here and tell you something. When we as people get to a place or to a point in our life that we not so easily move, nothing will stop you from opening up your mouth to say, hallelujah! Nobody will be able to say absolutely nothing to you to prevent you from saying, thank you, Jesus. Don't you know I thank God for the people who hate me? Why you thank God for? Because he's teaching me how to love them anyway. Because if I don't, I won't see his face. So I gotta love them for real, for real. I can't be fake. Just everybody just wipe their face like this. Move the masks. Take off the camouflage. No more chameleon suits. Before you walk out the door, you stepping in that suit. You know, especially when you're going to be with your folk and your families and your people because you can't stand them. Yeah. Let me put on this suit today so I can blend in because I can't stand Auntie Jerry. Auntie Jerry. Yeah. For her real name is Jeremiah. But that's Auntie Jerry. So where's your heart? Where's your heart? Is your heart displaced? Is your heart? Think about what I just said. Come on over here so I can. Auntie Jerry gonna be there. Cause she don't get on my nerve. She don't. So that is your heart displaced? Think about it. Yes, it is. Not just because you said some things that you know is true, but because your attitude towards the truth. That's what messed you up. Let me prove it. Because we can have good intentions for a minute. Or for a second. Or for a day or two. And then it all get messed up. Y'all think I'm kidding. We're going to go to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel. But let me finish this. Let me finish this. Verse 10. And he called the multitude and said unto him, hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth him. This is what I was trying to get y'all to see. So, your unsettled minds towards Auntie Jerry, which is really Jeremiah, has caused your heart to be displaced. And that's your mama brother. Is y'all getting it? How is your heart displaced? They used to didn't be like that. And then all of a sudden, you see what I'm saying? So what did your mind trickle down to your heart to cause us to be out of order? First sermon I ever preached, I want no name of it. Spiritual heart attack. First sermon he had me to ever preach, I was in my 20s. Spiritual heart attack. Because our hearts is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? A person can say they change or you can't tell I changed. No, you ain't. Because if you got to tell somebody that you ain't changed. If you got to prove something to somebody, you ain't changed. Because it's what comes out that defiles you. It ain't what you're wearing. It ain't how you look. Wipe your face again. Take the masks off. Let's reveal the truth today. Let me prove it. Come on, let's go to 1 Samuel right quick. First Samuel chapter 18. I'm going to read this chapter right quick and give y'all the story of David and Saul. Listen. This was after David had to kill Goliath. This was after he had already been summoned for to play the harp for him because the evil spirit came upon him. Listen to this. And it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul. Let me go up a little bit. Chapter 17. And I'm going to start at verse 56. Just to read these couple of verses where Saul and David was talking. And the king, which was Saul, said, inquire thou whose son the stripling is, talking about David. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand, talking about the head of Goliath. And Saul said to him, whose son art thou, thou young man? And David answered, I am the son of thy servant Jesse the Bethlehemite. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan, which was Saul's son, was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. So in other words, he became Saul's armor bearer, right hand man. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. Jonathan did not even know what he was doing already because David was already anointed king. Jonathan was supposed to be the next king, okay? Jonathan was the son of Saul. Listen to what Jonathan did. See, it's a lot of times that we do stuff and we don't even know that we're doing it. But because God moves some things on our hearts, we do it automatically, but we think and believe we're doing it on our own. Listen to this. I did tell y'all that David was anointed to be king. Listen. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David and his garments, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle. Did y'all hear what I said? Jonathan was supposed to be the next king in line. David was already anointed king by God through the prophet. Jonathan gave him his kingship garments and did not even know what he was doing. See, some people have to impart or deposit some things in your life for your next. What did?
Come on.
I ain't lose nobody. See, because Jonathan's heart was not displaced. He did something that he did not even know that he was doing. And I got to say what the Lord is saying. His lordship. His lordship. See, when somebody come and impart or deposit something in your life, you may not understand it or even recognize what they're doing. Don't forfeit it. Did you hear what I'm saying? You may not recognize or even know what they're doing. Don't forfeit it. Because we can self-sabotage our own destinies by our unsettled minds. Let me tell you how Saul forfeited his destiny because of the unsettling in his mind that trickled to his heart that caused him to be doomed, not just naturally, but spiritually. I'm finna give y'all the book. Y'all think I'm kidding. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David and his garments, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely. See, sometimes when God puts you in position, you got to pay attention so that you can use wisdom in your going in and your coming out. Because it's for a purpose. Don't you know you was intentionally purposed in? Yeah. And Saul set him over the men of war. And he was accepted in the sight of all the people. And also in the sight of Saul's servant. And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets and joy and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played, meaning they were singing, and said, Saul have slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wroth. So now he mad. Listen to this. Listen. Displace hearts, baby. An unsettled mind. I'm finna prove it to you. Look. And the saying displeased him. That's an unsettled mind. Listen. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? He gave him the kingdom right then. I told y'all, you better pay attention to what you speak out your mouth. Listen. And Saul eyed David from that day forward. Everybody close their eyes. Stop eyeballing folk and looking at everybody else and what they doing. And you feel like you got to see a world. And then you get unsettled in your mind. Lord, what about me? Did you forget about me? I pay my tithes and do this. I do such a... Close your cotton picking eyes. Close them. Because if you don't, it's going to cause you to be unsettled in your mind, and it's going to cause your heart to be displaced towards that individual. Jealousy, envious, hate, rage. What did the Bible? Let me prove it. Baby, because stuff had to happen to me because of people want me. I'm going to give y'all my testimony. Let me give y'all the book first. And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tabrets and joy, and with instruments and music. And the women answered one another as they played, and said, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they are ascribed unto David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. Close your eyes. Stop eyeballing folk. Coveting and stuff. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit that God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. And David played with his hand. And at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand, talking about a knife. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. Now, mind you, let me tell you how his heart was displaced, because I didn't finish with the story, but I got to say this right here. His heart was so displaced, and he had favor with David. If he did not have favor with David from the beginning, when he killed the giant that he was afraid of, shaking in his boots, he went and killed the giant that he was afraid of, and brought it and gave him the giant's head. In the midst of him giving him the giant's head, he favored David. Not only did he favor him, he said, I ain't even finna let you go back home. You staying right here with me. I want to keep you close. And you can play good too. You know how to play and sing. You ain't going absolutely nowhere. And because I know that you ain't scared, I'm finna make you head over my arm. I'm going to make you head over my army, and I'm moving you in a room next to mine. I'm giving you some kind of clout and some kind of authority. So you done gave me all this clout and all this authority. Now, I am your servant. The Bible says, I just read it, that everywhere and everything that Saul told David to do, he did it. So all I'm doing is what you told me to do. Why you hate me? All of a sudden, I ain't even want to come to your house. I want to stay out there and sing with the sheep. Not only did you bring me to play for you when I was doing just fine on the mountain, you making me stay here. When you went to war, you sent me home because you ain't had no use for me. My daddy felt sorry for y'all and wanted me to bring y'all some food so you won't be weak. I brought you some food and saw y'all was shaking in y'all boots. But I had to let y'all know that I serve the only one true and living God. This is why I say you need everybody. Listen. Because there's somebody that ain't scared. I ain't scared. You need somebody in your life that ain't scared, baby. You need somebody in your life that ain't scared of absolutely nothing. Not even death. Did you hear what I say? See, fear hinders. Not only do it hinders, fear causes you to go into a place of doubt. I did everything that you told me to do. Now you mad at me. You done tried to kill me not once but twice as I'm playing because your mind unsettled. The Bible says the reason why David came to play the music for him is because an evil spirit entered into him and his mind wasn't settled. So I'm trying to help you not lose your rockers. So why are you mad at me? Because I'm trying to help you to think right. So you can act right. So you can talk right. So you can lead right, because you're supposed to be my king. What are you doing? You try to kill me, and the only thing I'm doing is serving you. I can't wait to tell my testimony. Let me get back up. And Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed from him. Therefore, Saul removed him from him and made him his captain over 8,000. See, sometimes you don't want to be in the presence of somebody, but you still want them for something. Ha! You still need them for something because you're really scared. You may not want to accept that truth or accept that I am here for you. But you need me for something. So I ain't going to call him. I ain't going to talk to him. I ain't going to ask him for nothing. I ain't such and such. But I'm going to tell somebody else that I know they'll tell the pastor. And she'll pray for me anyway. See, is this all, y'all? I'm just saying. I'm giving y'all the story. Therefore, Saul removed him from him and made him his captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. Notice how he tried to demote him. Because David killed his 10,000s and Saul killed his thousands. So instead of having him over what he was over, he made him captain over the thousands because of his what? Displaced heart. His heart had got displaced towards the boy. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. See, people, let me sit up here and tell you something. Don't you know people fear what they see in you because they have not yet obtained it? So what they fear in you, it will displace their hearts towards you. They'll want you to drop dead. They'll try to fight you. They'll try to kill you. They'll speak all manner of evil against you. Listen, let me read. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. And Saul said that, baby, favor ain't fair. Why you mad because people love me? Why you mad because people love thee? And they don't like you. Why you mad? Come on, somebody. And Saul said to David, behold, my elder daughter Merab, her will I give thee to wife. Only be thou valiant for me and fight the Lord's battles. Now he already know that the Lord is with David and he is undefeated. So I'm going to send you out there because I know I can't lose. I ain't even going out there. But because I know that the Lord is with you, I'm going to send you out there. Okay, let me say it this way. I ain't got to pray for myself because I already asked you to pray for me because I know that the Lord...
I was just about to say that.
gonna answer your prayers. I ain't gotta pray for myself because he gonna do something for me just because of you. Is y'all getting it? I'm just trying to help y'all to understand it. And in the 21st century.
Jesus.
See what I'm saying? Displaced hearts, baby. We so displaced and unsettled in our mind. We don't know what way we coming and what way we going. We don't know what we want to do next or even why we even came to do something. We don't even know how. Okay. And Saul said to David, "Behold, my elder daughter Miriam, her will I give thee to wife. Only be thou valiant for me and fight not for me." It's all me. Me, myself, and I. That's all we think. Okay. "And fight the Lord's battles. For Saul said, let not my hand be upon him, but let the hand of the Philistines be upon him." So let me tell you how you can be a cause division amongst the brethren. I ain't got to do nothing, but I'm going to say this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to tell them, and then they'll do it for me. And you sit back and watch. So let me give y'all this testimony right quick. So I was dating this guy, and the Lord told me in the midst of it, imagine he put a ring on and everything, girl, supposed to be getting married. I'm in ministry, he in ministry. And so the 4th of July was coming up. And in the midst of the 4th of July, I was in the kitchen cooking. Because he wanted me to cook. Let me cook. I can cook, y'all. Y'all know how to cook. So, I was in there cooking. And in the midst of me cooking, he came in there and he said, "My sister and I'm coming here from Pensacola. I want you to do such, 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 such." I said, "Okay, that's no problem." I said, "But I got to go over to my house and grab some stuff because you ain't got what I need." So, in the midst of me leaving, getting ready to go to my house, when I was pulling out the driveway, the Lord said, "They gonna attack you." I say, "Who gonna attack me?" He said, "They all gonna attack you because they are jealous of you and they are afraid because of him." Why are they afraid? Because of him. Because of our relationship. And because they fear what's inside of me, they think that it will alter him. And it unsettled them in their minds. And so, that thing was so heavy on me. I went to the house and I came back and I cooked everything. And it was getting close to time for them to go. I done packed up my own little food, you know, that I want to take home just enough for me. And I when he came in, he said, "What you doing?" I said, "I'm afraid to go home because your family ain't fit to attack me. I don't want you to go." Now, mind you, I feel the fear that's coming all over him because he really don't want me to go. And so I went in the room and I sat down on the bed and I started praying. I said, "Lord, give me strength, God." I say, "And keep me. Because, Lord, I don't want to go back to jail. Please keep me, God." So I start praying for myself. So everybody started coming. He said, "I want you to lay the food out." So we did it like a buffet style. And was laying out everything. And his sister. Let me tell you what the three animals that the Lord showed me. He showed me a rabbit, a snake, and a jackal. Did you hear what I said? I literally was looking at the rabbit in the face. And that just happened like that. I literally saw the snake trying to be sneaky and slither like she ain't doing nothing and she the root cause of it all. And I saw the jackal that wanted to bite my head off because they simply couldn't be me. It was a mess. But let me tell you all about God. In the midst of the attack, wipe your face again. to take off the mask. I get so tired of fake folk. So, in the midst, I'm sitting down, and all the while, I'm in the room. So he got a house, but he got a mother-in-law house, and his mother stays over there in the mother-in-law house. And so he goes over there with the other family. After they ate and left a mess, I'm in there cleaning up everything. And in the midst of the Lord, just talking to me. And telling me, I'm like, oh, okay. I said, I should just go over there. The Lord said, no, don't go over there. Because I knew they was over there talking about. I heard the conversation in the spirit, baby. I can tell you what everybody said and what came out of their mouth and the intention for it. So in the midst of, I was like, Lord, I should just go over there. The Lord said, no. He said, don't entertain. He said, because you become a fool like them. So I'm cleaning up. When he sat down, wait for when he came in, he sat down on the couch and he just looking strange. I said, hey, what's up? He said, nothing. I said, you hungry? And he looked at me. He said, yeah. I said, okay. Fix his little plate. Gave him his little plate and I grabbed my leg. I said, I'll get ready to go. Well, why you fit to go? I say, because I don't need nobody who can't stand up for me and talking about me. I mean, well, what you talking about? I say, never mind. And then I say, you know, why people think I'm a fool? Why people think they could pull the wool off my ass because they got a mask over their face? So, after our little conversation, I said, okay, I'll stay. He got up and went to work next morning. I said, let me get ready to go. So when I walked out the door, they all lined up on the porch, baby. On the other porch. And I'm like, hey, how y'all doing? Ain't nobody say nothing. I said, oh, for real, that's what y'all doing. Y'all can't be real like that. Because y'all know I can't be fake. I can't. I don't know about nobody else, but I can't. I said, oh, so that's what y'all doing. I said, the Bible declares that if you got an order against your brother or your sister, you're supposed to come to them and get that thing together. And so when I said that, old girl broke out. I ain't saying no names. Old girl broke out and said, you closed that door in my face last night. I said, when, baby? When you was coming in the door and I was walking behind you and you pushed the door behind you and closed it in my face. I say, I did. I say, the only time I saw you was when I was walking in the door. You was sitting in the chair on the other porch. And when I walked in, I closed the door behind me. Because your brother always talking about, don't let the flies in. I say, so I'm not sure what y'all conjured up. And then here come the mama. You such and such, you supposed to be a pastor. And you such and such. So I turn around and look at her. I say, I am a pastor. Ain't no suppose. Ain't no maybes. Ain't no ifs. Ain't no buts. And surely ain't no doubts. And then the Lord say, hold your peace. I say, hold my peace. I'm finna let all these niggas have it. Now I'm praying next to the Lord to help me not to go to jail. Maybe he hear me. Because they're trying to double team me. So all three of the sisters stood up there talking. And a mama standing up there on her cane. And she's saying such and such and such and such. And then his son came and he was like, Pastor, why is that? I say, And I just stood there and I listened, because the Lord told me to hold my peace. In the midst, after they finished, I went back in the house and I closed the door. And when I closed the door, tears was running down my face. And I screamed as loud as I could. And I released, because my heart had got displaced. And my mind was unsettled. So I went home. And when I went home, I ain't eating nothing. I'm praying. Lord, help me. So when he got off of work, he came over there. I ain't say nothing. It's a normal routine. I ain't say nothing. Because I'm fasting. I need some help, y'all. Some things don't come out but through fasting and praying, y'all. Did y'all hear what I said? I ain't say nothing. Next day came. Normal routine. You going over my house? I say absolutely not. Mm-mm. Well, we always be at your house. I say, and that's good. That's good. I say, you know, when you went to work, got to telling them everything that happened. He sat there. Well, what did you say? And how did you say it? They told me. And so I looked at him. I said, okay. I said, okay. I said, it's a territorial thing. I said, so I'm going to do what I know to do. And I say absolutely nothing. I said, because you might not like me no more. Because of the jealousy and the covetousness of others and the unsettling in their mind displaced their hearts towards me when I was always there. So I had to ask God to help me not to be like Saul. I had to ask him to help me to be like David and have a contrite heart and a heart of purity. Because in the midst of me fasting, I said, Lord, the people and the folk lying on me at the church, seeing all kind of manner of evil, this happening with the people and the folk. Lord, I'm just trying to figure out why you even, and the Lord told me this. He said, did you actually think that it was going to stop because I told you to go to another state and start a ministry? If you can't run with the footmen, how can you tend with the horses, baby? So if I cannot serve, even in spite of all the chaos, all the foolishness, and all the lies, that my mind won't be unsettled and my heart ain't displaced, then how can I go where he want me to go, do what he want me to do, out of a pure and sincere heart, even in spite of it all? 6 months later, I had to go to the church, to go to the hospital and pray for the mother of cancer. And she got healed. Wouldn't have been able to do that if I didn't fast. Did you hear what I'm saying? See? When our hearts is displaced and unsettled in our minds, it causes us to react and do a thing with hidden motives and intentions that has absolutely nothing to do with God. All because of the fear of not having, not being, Listen. Saul was the king. He had any and everything that he could ever imagine. He could pop his finger and get whatever he wanted. Why he mad at somebody that's serving him? Why do you think Jesus say we got to become servants to one another? Because if you cannot be a servant, how can you become anything else without pride? Without, are y'all following me today? Displaced hearts and unsettled minds. These things cause chaos in our lives because we don't get an understanding. Saul did not understand that David was just helping and following instructions. You have a sheet of paper and red pen. Write down your name and say, Lord, help me to follow instructions. Lord, help me to follow instructions. Lord, help me to get it right. See, because these things, and y'all can finish reading this story, I'm telling y'all, Saul's heart was displaced. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. And Saul said to David, behold, my eldest daughter, I read that part. My eldest daughter, Mary, her will I give to thee. Only be thou valiant for me and fight the Lord's battles. For Saul said, let not my hand be upon him, but let the hand of the Philistines be upon him. And David said unto Saul, who am I and what is my life or my father's family in Israel that I should be son-in-law to the king? Now mind you, even the person that just tried to throw a knife at this man's head, he's still honoring him. He's still serving him. Are y'all following me? But it came to pass. This is what I'm saying. When I sit up here and say, if you do not become a servant, even in spite of it all, what's the use? Because you ain't pleasing God. But it came to pass at the time when Miriam, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, that she was given into Adriel, the Mehothelite, to wife. And Michelle, Saul's daughter, loved David. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. And Saul said, I will give him her that she may be a snare to him. Y'all better put down all these hidden intentions and hidden motives towards somebody. Where if I do this, then this will happen. Or if I don't do this, this can't happen. Or this won't happen. All these hidden intentions and these hidden motives. Doing stuff intentionally. And Saul said, I will give him her that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Wherefore Saul said to David, thou shalt this day be my son-in-law in the one of the twain. Stop premeditating somebody else's downfall or willing it. Stop trying to self-will somebody else's demise. God ain't got nothing to do with that. He said we supposed to bear the burdens of one another. So if I'm bearing the burden of you, then why are you trying to burden me while I'm trying to help you be unburdened? What the world is that? Displaced hearts. Unsettled mind. Our thoughts have us so messed up in between and in between until our notions get to messing with us and we get to thinking this or believing this or acting this way or saying this way, conjuring up our own stories. But we a mess, y'all. This is what he was dealing with me about. Lord, make us righteous. Because we can't get it right on our own. That thing that I go to do, I do not. But what you want me to do is hard for me to do, Lord. So help us to get it together towards one another and forgive. I want y'all to continue reading this, that chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 18. Please read that. This is the scripture right here. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity, which is love, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. What is pure? It's free from what vitiates, weakens, or pollutes. It's free from moral fault or guilt. It's having no exceptions or restrictions. Pure, when you doing stuff out of a pure heart, you ain't got no conditions on folk. You're not going to tell somebody, oh, I do it if this, or I can't do it because I believe. Those are conditions that you putting on it. And look, I had to make this statement. And I'm going to say it again. I've said it 100 times. There's only one guarantee in this world. If you born and you living, you surely going to die. It ain't no other guarantees. Stop putting conditions on people, on stuff, on situations, in conversations, in circumstances that's going to cause you to do what? Disappoint your own self. Because that's what's going to happen. Pick up your cross and carry it. Because everything that happened to the Lord is going to happen to you. You're going to be accused. You're going to be lied on. You're going to be cheated. People going to have hidden motives. They're going to be jealous. They're going to be envious. They're going to try to fight you, kill you. They're going to wish you dead or even try to. You only got one friend, and that's a friend in Jesus. Everybody that crossed your path is associated and attached to your life, be it for a season, a reason, or for eternity. However it is for him, it's for your good. God will put somebody in your life that you think get on your nerve, and then all he doing is using them to buffet you. So your heart won't be displaced. He putting them in your life so that you can see you why you think you is not being you when you are. Do y'all get that? Let me say it in another way. Sometimes we think and believe that this person is a thorn. Or this person don't do this. Or this person don't do that. Or they have no desire to do it. God very well may put somebody in your life to help you to not act like you. Them traditions you got. That's just me, and I ain't gonna never change. Oh, yes, you will. Mess around with God. You gonna change. You ain't got no other truth. You ain't got no other truth. Let me say that again. I ain't going to say you ain't got no other choice because you could choose. But you ain't got no other truth, baby. Because that's going to make you free. That's going to make you get it right. That's going to make you act right, talk right, walk right, love right, be right, see right, hear right, and do right. Now, it may be hard to accept it. It may be hard to accept that thing that you don't need to change inside of you. It may be hard to accept it. So write your name on a sheet of paper and then say, Lord, give me a heart of acceptance. A heart of acceptance. Because if we cannot accept the truth by ourselves, we would never be able to accept the truth of what God is trying to tell us about ourselves. Make us righteous, Lord. Make us righteous, Lord. Help us to get it right, Lord, that we would not have all these hidden motives and hidden intentions or this grudging inside of our heart. Oh, I can't get over that. Or I can't get past that. Or that dig deeper. They just hurt me so bad. Or they done. Baby, let me tell you something. I don't think nobody been hurt deeper than me. Jesus, in all areas of my life, I can tell y'all a whole bunch of stuff. Especially when you're trying to help somebody and want to see them elevated naturally as well as spiritually, and your right hand man, and then they say Judas. Everybody got a Judas. I got a whole lot of them. Did y'all hear what I say? It's real. But what did Jesus say when Judas betrayed him? Whatever you gonna do, go ahead and do it. It was better you weren't even born. So, go Go ahead and do what you're going to do. It's okay. What destroyed Judas? Say guilt. Guilt. Displaced hearts and unsettled minds will cause you to wander and wonder and put you in a place of what? Say guilt. But when God start healing their heart, baby, that thing that you did or that action that you performed will become a testimony and you will be shouting, I did this. Oh, but God did this. You ain't going to be ashamed. You ain't going to be embarrassed. You ain't going to be crying about it. You ain't going to have no remorse. None of that. Because God done redeemed you from that. He done put you in a place where you can say, let me talk about Yvette. I know he healed me, baby, because any and every time a person could not. Let me tell you how I know God healed me. Every time I got into it with somebody, I wound up going to jail, then prison. Who wants to keep on jail prison? Number one. Why? Because I did not try to hurt them the way that they hurt me, but I wanted to put them under the dirt. You see what I'm saying? Let me tell you how I know God healed me. People have pushed me. People have tried to provoke me. People have even laid their hands on me. People have literally laid their hands on me. And I did absolutely nothing. But say, why are you trying to provoke me? Or why are you doing this? Or why? Don't wait. Tell me God ain't changed me, girl. Okay. Tell me God ain't changed me. Because I had a tradition going on in my heart that I was taught by my family. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back. Okay. You see what I'm saying? So, God will place people in your life to buffet you, to shine you up. You know when you get a buffer and put it on the floor, when it get done, it be so shiny and pretty and glitz to make you look real good, man. So it don't matter what nobody do, no matter what they say, no matter how they act, you still gonna look real good. They may try to defame you. They may try to make you look ugly. They may even try to make you act ugly. Don't you know people are trying to make you act ugly? Did y'all hear what I say? But you still look good. This is each and every last one of us. Displaced hearts and unsettled minds. So this is why he had me anoint your hands and stuff. Because these things up here will deceive you. Deception is real. I preached the sermon. You will be so deceived by what you see and what you hear until you will cause chaos, not just in your own mind, but in your life, baby. Did y'all hear what I say? Lord, help us today. Help us not to have displaced hearts and unsettled minds when we can't sleep. Can't eat, can't. Lean into our own understanding, causing us to understand nothing that is truth. Because let me tell you something. If you having a conversation with somebody, a discrepancy with somebody, and in the midst of it, y'all going back and forth with one another, you got your viewpoint and they got their viewpoint, it ain't absolutely nothing that individual can tell you to change your mind at that moment. So just be quiet. Because our minds be unsettled anyway because of our perception of things. Because of the way that we look at things. Because of the way that we want to accept things. You understand what I'm saying? When the Lord starts, let me tell y'all something. I don't talk about nobody. I just speak the truth. The Bible say you know them by the fruit they bear. He had me to preach a sermon. What fruit are you bearing? I'm a fruit inspector, baby. I don't want nothing rotten around me. Okay. It may spoil a whole bunch. The Bible says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Did y'all hear what I say? So one thing can be said that'll trigger something that'll unsettle your mind, that'll cause your heart to get displaced. It ain't... Not that you disregard the whole conversation, but that one thing that was said, a displace you. What happened with Saul? That one thing that he heard, it displaced his heart. Let's not allow our vision and our hearing to displace our hearts towards one another. Because I just read in 1 Timothy that we are supposed to love one another out of a pure heart. A conscience is your inner being. What is that, your heart? You're supposed to be thinking all cockeyed about me. And if you're mad at me, come to me, because I want you to be unmad. Because I love you.
Okay, that's right.
For real. I'm not fit to contend with you. Because I want my ways to please the Lord. What did he say? If your ways pleases him, he's not going to withhold no good thing from you. Baby, I'm not for the self-sabotage. Nothing. So what we say, Lord, teach me how to receive every blessing. And in order to do that, he got to buffet you. He going to expose some things that's inside of your heart that you may not want exposed. We ain't got no room for no embarrassment, no shame, no guilt. Because that's giving the enemy the room to make you feel condemned. That is not God. Do not be condemned by nothing that you have did in the past. Because everything that you experienced, everything you did, everything that you went through, it was for your learning. Your past does not dictate your future. Unless you let it. That's totally and completely up to you. I see y'all writing. Write this stuff down. That you know is inside of your heart that has displaced you. Any unforgiveness in any relationships. Your mother, your father, sisters, brothers on your job, your co-workers. I don't give a rest to tell who it is. Write down all these things that got you unsettled in your mind. It could be a bill. You unsettled about a bill when God said he was going to provide for you. Oh, they're going to cut my lights out. They may need to cut your lights out because he wants you in a dark place so you can see he the light.
Okay.
I ain't got no water. I got to do the... How about he teaching you to have some pride and to pull that pride down? Can I come over and take a shower? You don't know what God is doing. Everything that happened in your life is for your... He said that thing that concerns you. So what concerns us the most, y'all? Money. Be honest. I ain't got no money to do this for my kids. I ain't got no money for the pay. So that concerns you. I got to perfect that thing inside of you. How is you going to perfect money inside of me, Lord? Because I got to make sure that you don't love it more than me. So I'm perfecting it. I'm going to make sure you don't have enough for it. Because you putting it up high in me. What? Yes. That thing that concerns you, he got to perfect it inside of you. How else do you perfect things? By going through stuff. Over and over and over. Why did it always happen to me? Oh, this is our favorite saying too. This is our favorite saying. You know what? I'm used to it. That always happens. No! I ain't used to jack. I ain't used to nothing. That don't always happen to me. It just was a half chance because he was trying to teach me something. But I learned this and I learned that. So the next time it happened, I know not to do this and do that. So when it happened again, what you trying to teach me now, Lord? Because I learned that from that. So what is it now?
Okay.
Reveal that thing to me, God. Let me see, Lord. Tried and true, y'all. Tried and true. There's no other way. Why everybody always picking on me? Because you got to deal with that thing of being rejected. They rejected me, baby. And I came down here to save them, Lord. And you worrying about they don't want you. Or I'm not a part of. Okay. Because I pulled you out. you in another place. I got you there by yourself for a reason, because it's too much noise going on. I need you to stay real still and be real quiet. We don't understand the things that happen inside of our lives. And because they do happen, it displaces our hearts and unsettles our minds. It's for our own good. We may not understand it. We may not understand it. Why the Lord keep on letting that? Because you ain't learned something. You learned something about that, about this, but you need to learn something about that and this again. But in a different aspect. How many times you can read a scripture and get something new out of it every time? Every single time. God is a God of new. He don't change, but he want us to be new. Did y'all hear what I say? This is the eighth month. First Sunday of the eighth month, new beginnings. Last month was the month of rededication for us. We are not on these roller coasters no more, y'all. Up and down. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. We are not going to be double-minded. We're going to begin again. What did he say? Begin again. Restart. Ain't that what he told you, prophet? Restart. So we're going to begin again. I want y'all to write down all this stuff. Write down all this stuff that you think and believe that's hindering you or stopping you. Put that stuff on that altar, then stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. Because it's praying time. It's praying time.
I got to play this song right here. What is that?
I want Timmy to become.
Just be true to yourself. I never read this stuff, y'all. I just pray over it. I got too much other stuff I could be doing, like. Y'all write all this stuff down, please. Put it on the altar. And after you put it on the altar, please stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. We want to be true concerning these things and these situations. And let me tell y'all something. Don't worry about what nobody else think or what nobody else say. Worry about your own self. Keep your eyeballs and the eye sockets on your face. Keep your eyeballs and the eye sockets on your face. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all come up here on the altar, baby. We want to get all the way on the altar. Come on, baby. Don't be scared of the altar. Stand over there next to your wife. Put that stuff on the altar. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Everybody back. To the chairs. We don't want to look at nobody. We only looking at ourselves and what God is doing in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. There's still some people writing some stuff. How you threw that down there, Mary. That's right, baby. Throw it all down. She like, shoot. That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, just start praying. Start praying for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You cover them and comfort them, Father God, and remove any displacements out of their hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remove the unsettling in their minds on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be situated in you, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will comfort your people, God. Lift up any and every heavy burden that they have, God. Lift up any worry and concern that they have on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and let them know, God, that you are God all by yourself and you can handle it. Lord, I'm asking you to help your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove any and every thorn that's inside of their heart that's causing it to be black spots and look like tar. Lord, give us a heart of absolutions and forgiveness. Give us a heart on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's pleasing in your sight. Give us a contrite heart on today, Father. Renew the right spirit down in the inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be inhabited by evil spirits. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to love out of a pure heart. Help us to remove any conditions. Open up our mind and our understanding, Father God, that we won't lead to our own understanding, and that we may be able, Father God, to reason with one another. Complete the work that you have begun inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan be done within our lives. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch, God. Touch every prayer that's on the altar. Touch every prayer that we put out there, Father God, and change us. Change us on today, Father God, how we approach things. Give us the wisdom on how to approach it, Lord, and give us the knowledge on what to say or do when we approach it, and give us the understanding that we won't lead to our own understanding. Complete the work that you begun inside of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not become nuisance to one another. Lord, I'm asking you to come. The Lord just showing me a compression. Compress your spirit inside of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not ever be empty. Refill your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will stand on your word, God, and not allow things, situations, concerns, words, or even conversations, God, to shake them or move them. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will empty your people out, Father, that they may be able to change their perspective on things, God, and open up their regulation towards these things, God, that they will be able, Lord, to handle these things more wisely. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help your people to understand, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you're not trying to break them, but you are simply making them. The Lord said, I want to make you into a masterpiece. You can't be a masterpiece thinking your own way and thinking I can get my own self peace. You can't. Masterpiece. Break it down. Master and then peace. Lord, touch the situations in the homes, in the relationships, oh, today, in the finances, God. Touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will not get into that dark place, that your prayers stay gone. But let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that this too shall pass. Give them the courage, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to face some things and pick up their cross, God. Let them know, Father God, that you are with them by day as well as by night, God, that you are all around them. You are omnipresent. You are omnipotent, God. Touch right now, Father God, even the unseen things that they may not even be able to need or comprehend when it comes. The unseen things that your people would not be able to comprehend when it comes, God. Dispatch your angels and release your sovereignty amongst them in their lives, God. God, you know. You know better than any and everybody in here, God. We think we know. We don't know, Lord, because you said the ways of a man may seem like right unto him, but they're not. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be so carnal-minded. Fill us with your spirituality, Lord, that we won't be so religious. Remove any traditional ways that we may have taught ourselves or even how we were brought up or inherited through our families, God. Break any and every generational curse on today, God. Let us know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are God of new. Renew, refresh, and revive your people. Let your will be done, God. Everybody should be praying, Lord, just change me. Change my heart. Change my mind. Change me, God. That I may be pleasing in your sight. Help, 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 God. Because you're the only one that can do it. Lord, we're beginning again right now. And this time, we want to get it right. Lord, continue, Father God, in the name of Jesus to buffet us. Continue, Father God, to correct us. Continue to order our steps and direct us, Lord. Take everything away that's not like you, God, that we may be pleasing in your sight. When you ask them to take away, mean a thing. All unforgiveness, remove any unforgiveness. Give us a heart of absolutions. All doubts, guilt, shame, fear, compromising. Lord, take it all away that your people will not go into a place of condemnation because you are God of conviction and not condemnation. Get them a heart of purity on today, God. Remove the mask as they pretend so today. Let your people be true. We only want you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because without you, Lord, we cannot obtain absolutely nothing. We need you, God. Any and everything that tried to attach itself to us that you have already cleansed or reattached itself to us, God, that you have already removed, Father God, I'm asking you to wash us over. Breathe on us today, God. Give us a fresh breath, a new anointing, Jesus. Lord, I'm standing in the gap for each and every individual on this altar. You know what they need and what they don't need. You know any and everything, Father God, that's causing them to be in between and in betwixt, Lord. Remove any unsettled thoughts. Remove any unsettled thoughts. Remove any unsettled thoughts. I just see the man racing. Come on, y'all. Why your man racing? I don't want to call nobody, y'all. I don't. Give it all to the Lord right now. If you really want him to help you, just give it to him right now. Release it. On the count of three, I want everybody to scream. I want everybody to release some things and let some things go. For real, for real. I'm not going to beg you to get your release, but I'm going to ask you. to willingly do this thing, that you may be able to stay in that place where God wants you to be and not this place where he don't want you to be. On the count of three, everybody gonna open up their mouth and scream as loud as you can, please. 1, 2, 3, scream. To your Lord.
Jesus!
Any and everything that tried to reattach yourself.
Jesus!
Any and everything that tried to reattach yourself.
Jesus!
Any and everything that tried to reconnect after God has already severed it. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Any and every thought that's causing our minds to be in a place of wandering and wandering, we bind it up right now. The Bible declares what we bind on earth, he'll bind in heaven. Any and everything that's putting us in a place of not having the clarity that we need, we bind it up right now. We lose wisdom. We lose understanding. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. The Lord said he's going to give you a new walk. Oh, my man, oh, my man, you do it today. Yeah. The Lord said he put you in a new direction. And he's not going to tarry either. He's not going to tarry either. It ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long. So you ain't got a second guess no more, baby. How about that? She say, nah. Look, you ain't got a second guess no more. Because we be wondering and wondering. Trying to figure out that the Lord say you ain't got a second guess no more. Well, Lord, I know you said it. You know that second guessing. If he said it, it is so. He said, my word cannot return back unto me void. It's going to go out and perform that thing that I spoke. You believe God? Because I believe God. I believe God. I believe any and everything that God say. Do you know? I believe God. Help us to get it right, God. Help us, Father God, to get it right. Thank you, Jesus. No more attachments. I just see strength. I saw you with a black cape on, and the cape had, it was cut up, and it was a whole bunch of dangling. The Lord said, in my soul ties and old ties. Detach some things, Lord. We don't want to keep carrying that stuff. We don't want to keep carrying that stuff. Say, Lord, detach them soul ties and old ties off of me. Make me new, Jesus. Because I want to be ready this time. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some people want direction and want to know what's next. What's next? What's to become? Girl, you ain't going nowhere but up. Baby. Don't be concerned about what's next. Put your affections on things that's above. Jesus. Don't allow nobody to put you back into that place of depression and sadness. When people try to speak negativity over your life and try to tell you the opposite of what God has already told you, you bind and rebuke it and plead the blood of Jesus over your mind so you won't be unsettled in the wee hours of the night. Worrying about what else. God's going to separate some people from you, baby. He's detaching it already. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. You ain't going to be in that position no more. Now. Because he already healed your condition. So now he got to reposition you. Right up here. Stop letting the people have so much control over your mind. Folk can say stuff and they can have rule over your mind and you can be unsettled. You ain't got to prove nothing to the people and folk. You ain't got to keep showing your doctor's papers. You ain't got to keep telling. Girl, don't you know it's unbelievers going to always abound just like the poor? You just stand on the word of God and believe God and walk in his truth. Everybody else, let them stay right on behind you and keep thinking that it's a lie. Because they held bound. Did you hear what I say? Just believe God and stand on his word. And stop letting them have control over your mind. They say stuff and it just gets you all discombobulated. You get to crying. I just see you crying in tears. Then girl, stop crying for them folk and people. Hurt people hurt people. Misery loves company. I dare you to move. Now. Well, where I'm going to go, Lord? Direct my footsteps, guard and guide my path. Baby, if I got to sleep in my car, I'm going to have some peace. Did you hear what I say? I ain't got to settle. He said last Sunday, nevertheless. Never. You felt that thing, didn't you? Nevertheless. Never. The enemy wants to torment you. The devil wants to torment you. And he know how he can do it. Stop giving him room. He ain't got no right, no power, no authority. Stand firm. And stop being scared of everything. God is not a God of fear, but of power. And if you know he got all the power, why you scared? A love. He loved you enough so you ain't got to worry because he got the power. And of a sound mind, that means stability in your thoughts so you sure enough ain't got to worry about nothing. Are y'all listening? Fears of the devil. I'm only scared of one thing, not pleasing God. Because if I don't please him, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want the worms coming out of me. I don't want all that stuff. Ooh, Jesus. There, I don't want to go. Because I ain't going to have no peace and no rest. And it's all eternity. Order our steps, Lord. Touch each and every individual on this altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And as they go back to their seats, Lord, order their steps. We have anointed their feet, God. Reposition your people, God, that they would not have displaced hearts and unsettled minds. Even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus.
before you go, I see the Lord saying that he has opened the doors and you can come right in. There's someone here who wants to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and it's not too late. If you're that person, you can raise your hands or you can come back to the altar, but don't let the opportunity miss you. Don't let it be a case where you came to church and you didn't get the opportunity to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
A lot of us think and believe that we already accepted God as our Lord and our Savior because we've been in church for years, or we've been doing it all for so long, or I know who the Lord is. And after that, so I'm just going to ask everybody to raise their hand. How about that? No shame, embarrassment, no fear, no hesitation, and no doubt. Every single individual.
Dear Jesus.
Everybody in the sanctuary.
Please repeat after me.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for coming into my life. I repent of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for making me whole. And thank you for being my Savior and Redeemer. In Jesus' name.
Come on, let's keep going.
Thank you, Jesus.
I keep telling y'all, we ain't got no room for embarrassment, fear, hesitation, doubt, and we ain't got no room for none of that. So guess what? Because we are helpers one to another, everybody gonna do it. And that way ain't nobody gotta be looking cockeyed at, oh, they ain't saying that. What? Let me ask y'all a question. Y'all ain't gotta answer, but I want y'all to ponder on it. You say you saved, right? What are you saved from? Don't answer that question. Y'all be quiet. What are you saved from? Y'all need to ponder that in your hearts. Come to Tuesday Teacher. I help you to understand really what you're saved from. Because a lot of us really don't know. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, walking in fire, baptized. But what are you really saved from? Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your covering. I pray that it was something that was said today that can help us. Y'all hear me? Us. In our hearts and in our minds. I love you guys to bits and pieces. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Anybody need any envelopes? Joshua got some envelopes. Please raise your hand. If you're going to do Cash App, please make sure you just fill out an envelope and put Cash App on there. The Bible declares that we ought to bring all the tithes into the storehouse, and there may be meat in his house, and try him if he's not a man of his word. He would open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. He'll rebuke the devourer, which is a creditor. He's going to sustain you and make sure that you have any and everything that you need. That's what the Bible says. God is not a greedy God. He only asking you for 10% of your increase. Will a man rob God? You can't rob God. You'll just simply be robbing yourself and cheating your own self. He only wants 10% of your increase. If you get 100, he only wants a 10. If you get a dollar, he only wants a dime. You get a 1,000, he just asks for 100. We talking about what is required of us. The Bible says so. It's some people who gave me their tithes and their offering during the week. I'll make sure I put that in. I want the Lord to teach us how to receive every blessing. I want everything that God want to give. Now, let me tell y'all, some blessings is not always stuff. Blessings can be prosperity. That's long life. Who want long life? I want long life. It could be a peace of mind. Bless me with a peace of mind, Jesus. Blessings. Lord, teach us. Now, in teaching us, that means that you're going to be tried and true, y'all. Tried and true. Thank you, Jesus. Let's let God continue doing that great work inside of us, y'all. Each and every individual here, ain't nobody exempt. He got greatness in each and every last one of us.
That can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you wanna take.
He loves you, me, him, her, they, we, all of us. Ain't nobody exempt from absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's all available for all of us. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to get ready to pray for you guys. And after I get through praying, I want you all to come here. Everybody in the sanctuary, make sure that you hug me, because you will be dismissed. And make sure that you hug this young lady right here before you go to. Raise your hand for me, Ty. The Lord says she's a burden bearer. The Lord says she's a burden. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord, y'all, and I won't take it back. Remember what he had me to say on today. We're going to always continue to check ourselves within our hearts and even in our thoughts. Come on, you guys.